You're listening to Central Coast Public Radio KCBX here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt. San Luis Obispo's Cal Poly is hosting the Association of Western Forestry Clubs Logging Conclave this week, or as it's more casually known, Timber Sports. It's also the largest collegiate timber sports competition west of the Mississippi.
What out? It's just kind of a cool sport. It's just, you know, it's just unique, right?
That's Louise Kramer standing on the sidelines during a break in the timber sports competition. It normally sounds more like this.
It's so cool because it's the girls and guys doing it. See, if you watch some of them, it's like incredibly taxing.
And it really does look like it. You might think a bunch of people grunting, yelling, chopping, sawing, and climbing wood would be easy to find. But Cal Poly's campus is so big, to get to the event, you drive about a mile down a winding road, past the meat processing center, then past the avocado grove, then make a left turn down a dirt road, and then driving past the vineyards, you'll start to hear this sound. I arrive in the middle of the stock saw event, which, no lie, looks incredibly dangerous. It's part of the Steel, named and sponsored by a German chainsaw manufacturer, and it's a competition of basically different ways to cut wood. There are six events in the series. Louise Kramer is the mother of last year's Steel champion, and this year's frontrunner, or better said,
when in the top competitor, the name is Bull of the Woods.
Last year's Bull of the Woods, Will Kramer.
Where is he?
He's in a gray tank top.
Gray tank top with the ugly mullet.
Kramer is a Cal Poly third-year student.
I'm a bioresource agriculture engineer, but pretty much most of my time goes towards setting up this competition.
According to Kramer, there's usually just one competition in the fall, but this spring competition rotates from school to school. This year, Cal Poly hosted it.
About 130 competitors, 12 schools from Montana, Idaho, Nevada, Colorado, Arizona, other schools from California.
Prizes are mostly bragging rights, but also...
So the first place team might get one or two racing axes, and those go from about $500 to $800 a piece.
Now, I had to Google what a racing axe was. It looks just like a normal axe, but apparently they're very good axes.
There's also going to be throwing axes given out as prizes for the top male and female competitor.
That's right, men and women compete. This is Montana's Whitney Barr. She's competing for the first time.
For my close events, I'm doing two chopping events, horizontal speed and horizontal hard hit. And then I'm doing double buck, single buck, Jack and Jill. And then my last one is OP, which is my favorite.
I wasn't totally sure what all those events were, but Barr explained OP to me.
So over there you can see the poles. So you start at one end with one hand on it, and then you grab your chainsaw, and then you run up the pole, and then you cut off an end that's nailed to it, and then you run back down. And so it's really difficult because you have to start the chainsaw while running if you want to be fast. And so I kind of like that. It's really challenging for me, so I like that.
This year there wasn't a steel series for women, but there will be next year. Remember Will Kramer, the Bull of the Woods? He went into his vertical chop competition in the steel series, which basically mimics chopping down a tree. Kramer finished first. The other contestant took a little longer to finish, but everyone kept cheering him on as he chopped away. And when he finished, Kramer walked over and the two congratulated each other. Which is kind of the cool thing about timber sports. It's a competition, but everyone is very supportive of each other. Dave Kamenson was one of the judges.
The camaraderie. Went to this event 2 years ago in Montana and got hooked just because of the students out here cheering everybody on all the time. You don't see this in other sports.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
It's incredible. It's contagious.
I couldn't stay for the whole competition, but Will Kramer's mom texted me later. He won. Bull of the Woods, again. Timber Sports runs through Friday at Cal Poly. To see photos of the event, head over to kcbx.org. And with KCBX News, I'm Tyler Pratt.